All right, so today Luke Combs made a crazy announcement about a show that he's doing. He's adding another stadium show to his tour. We'll tell you all about that when you hear from Luke Combs himself after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba, the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba, the podcast.
What was that?
Wow.
It's impressive is what it was.
That was harmonizing.
All right, this part of the show, or the podcast this week, is brought to you by Pickle Jar.
Yeah.
And Pickle Jar is like that cool friend that's not like Big D and humming over the podcast jingle. We're talking about that cool friend that always knows about great new music before everybody else and has a bunch of exclusive picks and videos, all kinds of things to win, like flyaway experiences, tickets to VIP events. Download today at picklejar.com. I wanted to stretch something out for you.
Hit it.
Oh, what? Hit what?
The gold.
Oh yeah, the new one.
God, you are. Have you what? Never? Have
I've
you
never been, done this before.
No. Have you ever been like tested?
Oh wow. Bubba didn't have to take the ADHD test. Bubba would be sitting in the waiting room. They come out and go, you know what? Just here. Here's a prescription.
Well, they just go, are you like him?
Yeah.
Then you have it.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Go ahead.
Well, I think you're full of shit.
That guy's a great caller.
That was the best
really great
all week.
Guess did you guys ever have to do the scoliosis test?
Yeah. At school.
Horrible day.
Right, come on, Patty.
They made the little little boy
take
your shirt off
and then bend over.
And then bend over so your little man boobs or boy
just
boobs in our
hangs
case, hanging
everything
down.
Hangs.
I remember having to bend over and touch my toes. I don't know that they made us take our shirts off.
Touch your toes.
Oh yeah,
you
they
can
did.
Do
the
that?
Girls were all supposed to wear bras or sports bras. This was in the sixth grade, and so they did that as well, but they did it in a different room.
I mean, of course.
Of course. But y'all were all still standing there with each other, you know, so I don't know if girls are as ruthless.
Oh, no, we all went one at a time into the nurse's office.
Oh, are you kidding
what?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at
Connecticut
that.
Connecticut privilege. That's what that
look
is.
At that privilege.
Connecticut, they're like, no, don't let the little fat kids be shamed.
Man, that and then... stupid Ronald Reagan.
That's
and his,
right. And his stupid, what was it called?
Physical
presidential
president's
fitness.
President's test on physical fitness. God. So then they weighed us in gym class.
Oh.
Made us get on the scale in front of everybody. That was a good one.
Then you had to attempt to do pull-ups in front of everybody.
Attempt to do pull-ups.
How many sit-ups can you do? And, of course, I slip one in the middle of the sit-ups.
Yeah.
And, yeah. They turn them into SHIT ups.
Well, I think you're full of shit.
Yeah, thank you.
That happened.
And then the pull-up, I remember you couldn't skip
just
it.
So much work.
Yeah.
And then you followed up with, it happened.
It happened.
It did. I farted in the middle of the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. No, we got it.
She gets really triggered by that.
Yeah, don't.
I'm sorry. You guys were in separate rooms.
Yes.
I forget.
Yeah. Patrick, I'm sorry. What are you?
we couldn't skip it. You had to try. So, like, you know,
You skip what?
The pull-ups or any of it.
You couldn't jump
up, grab the bar, hold it for 1 second, and let go. And they're like, you didn't even try. Yes, I did. You can't prove I didn't.
Well, remember they used to do, I think the girls could, it was a hang.
Hang, yeah.
Like, it was just see how long you could hang.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't they let the guys, you know, if you're a fat guy, how long can you hold your body weight? That would have been fine.
Did you have to climb the ropes?
Yes,
that
we
was
did.
Some test on ours in gym class, which was...
The rope
rough.
Thing was all about technique, which it wasn't even about
physical
fitness.
First of all, there's no technique in the world and with which I could use to climb a rope. D, I know you're with
when
me.
When we wrestled, we also had their holes on the...
Oh, the pegboard?
Peg thing.
Yeah. Oh, I never
did
that.
Oh, that was...
Hardly any of the guys could do that. Only a few.
I never tried. We didn't have that.
Yeah, it was
we had. I actually went to school with a couple of pretty, really good gymnasts. When I was younger and female, and they would go up to the top of the ropes just using their arms, and then they would do the pegboard just to show off the upper body strength.
When I lived in Guam, there was a guy, we used to go to the O course on the Marine base back then. It was called Navy Magazine or whatever, Naval Magazine. And we would be out there on the O course at the same time as these guys.
Oh.
And one guy Donkey Konged it. He was standing next to the two ropes and just went boop, 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 boop,
wow.
boop, went up to the top, tap, back down. I'm like, what?
Wow. Yeah.
Have you seen the video where the girl, she's climbing at the gym, she's on a rope, and she there's like a bar, I guess, on the ceiling. And so she grabs the bar, and somehow the rope comes unhooked and falls.
And she's stuck
And
there.
Now she's stuck on the ceiling. And guys believe her, like, no, 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 just drop. And she's like, nope, nope.
Oh, my gosh.
How'd she get down?
She eventually dropped. There was no other way.
Did they show it?
No other way.
Did she get hurt?
No, 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 no. They caught her. The guys, because there were like three dudes who were like, no, we'll get you, we'll get you. And she was, okay, first off, she's at the top of the ropes.
She's
itty bitty.
Yeah, so she's a little bitty thing. Yeah.
Yeah. She probably falls like a feather does, you know, right. Like back and forth.
Yeah, the wind
trying to get her.
Her.
Oh, no, 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 she's over here. Oh. She's up in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see that.
I remember the weigh-in. You know, I didn't complain about it because I was already
being
really
picked on. Fat though.
I was
I've
fat
seen
in
pictures
the eighth grade.
Of you.
I was fat. But I was already picked on. So it was like, whatever, what's this? One more thing, you know, but there were a couple of kids that were like really upset and adamant about how they shouldn't have to weigh in front of the rest of the class. And I remember it was Coach Landry. He was our eighth grade PE coach.
No, he'd give two shakes.
He gave us all a lecture about, well, the reason y'all don't want to weigh in is because you're embarrassed. And you're embarrassed because you know you're too fat. And so maybe you
this
should
is why
use
we're
this,
doing this.
Maybe you should use this as an opportunity to evaluate why you don't want to get up
Tough
here and get
love.
Weighed in front
we
of
would
the
have,
other
We would be a better
what?
America if there were more Coach
if
Landry.
Tomorrow I all wish, the things are gone.
I wish I had listened to Coach Landry. I did, actually. Yeah. I got in great shape before the end of high school.
Well, maybe that's,
you know,
the pictures
and,
I saw, because you were
oh, yeah,
fat.
No, no.
You
by my
good.
Senior year of high school, I dropped down like 185.
Thanks, Coach.
At 6 feet tall, that was nothing.
Did he pass away or something?
No,
why
I don't know.
Why did you stop listening?
Why did I stop listening?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Why did you stop listening to him?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen him since the eighth grade, Bubba.
Bubba's still trying to make a joke.
No, I'm not. I'm
true?
Not. I was
oh,
asking a question. Why did...
Oh. I mean, I stopped listening.
Well, I think you're full of shit.
Because French fries are delicious.
He's saying that. Why don't you listen to him? You're fat again.
I get it. That's what I'm saying. And that's why. Because you can only stay off of it for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, most people are fat. Like, you look at people and you go,
well, what's the number right now? The percentages.
Oh, it's
going to
be 50% of the population. It's over.
I thought it was like 60 something percent.
It is. But I'm saying it's going to be 50% of the world population in like by the end of this decade, something like that. It's insane. Like 66% of Americans are considered obese.
Okay, I just did awesome. The what percentage of the U.S. population is obese? Well, from, oh my gosh, y'all don't even want to know.
Why?
The prevalence.
Safety in numbers.
Y'all don't want to know means Bubba is having trouble reading the article.
No,
just Googled
no because there's so much. There's the two different years and eras. So between 99 and 2000. It increased from 30.5% was obese to 41.9%. And that's currently where we are according to this thing.
Well, let me be the first to say what everyone's thinking is that, their idea of obese, the old thing is, well, according to them, Arnold Schwarzenegger is obese.
Okay. No one thinks Arnold Schwarzenegger is obese.
No.
You're kidding yourself.
Well, no, but the BMI calculator is ridiculously outdated because there are people like Arnold Schwarzenegger who would not qualify.
But most people who are obese are not obese.
I'm
because
not making
and
excuses
no one
for
with
me.
A, nobody with a you guys who got a BMI. My cousin Foster has a BMI. I'm sure it's outrageous. Okay, he's 5 feet two, 5'2", 5'3", and he's literally all muscle. Okay. He looks like one of these guys on Instagram that just lifts weights all the time. And I'm sure because of his height, his BMI is through the roof. It's probably 40-something because of how much muscle he has. But no one looks at that guy and goes, that guy's unhealthy. No, we all know that those are the exceptions.
No, we're the we are the unhealthy kind of
people.
Obese. That's the bad
exactly.
thing.
What is he foster? What's he on Instagram?
You going to look?
You going to go look at him?
Big D loves to look at those guys.
look
how pretty he is.
The thing with Foster is, and I would say this to his face because he's my cousin, he's so sure. It's Foster _S_Patout, P-A-T-O-U-T.
That's too much work. That's all right.
Once you throw an underscore in,
yeah,
I'm
but
done.
He's that guy.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, he's.
Are those real?
That's real. This is my cousin. He's his arms, his ass, but it, he's like this big. So he's, you know.
What?
He's just always like, well, I can't get taller, so I'll just freaking get
wider.
That makes you feel better. Does that make you feel better because you're taller than him?
No, it doesn't make me feel better.
Oh, you brought it up often. That's the reason I was asking.
I'm only saying that because on his frame, if he were 6 feet tall, he wouldn't be obese.
He wouldn't be overbeast.
Because the whole, like Carson said, the whole thing, yes, overbeast. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. The BMI is all about height and weight. That's all it looks at. It doesn't look at anything else. Yeah. So,
are you looking good? Are you losing weight?
No.
Oh, you're not.
So obese, by the way, is 41.9%. But overweight adults age 20 and over, 73.6% are overweight. Why is that awesome?
Oh, because for the dating pool?
Oh.
Great. At least they look like me.
Yeah, so basically 3 out of 4 of us are overweight nowadays, according to the latest numbers. That's, wow.
Carson, how is the dating world going?
Oh, I shut down Bumble. I was done. When I told you guys that I started messaging some dude on there, and we're going back and forth, and then he drops the, hey, you know, we've gone out before. And I was, you know what? I'm out. I'm so out, because if I have now gotten back to the beginning of dating, I'm done. There's nothing left
circle.
For me.
It's like
I've
NASCAR.
It.
You've lapped everybody.
It did,
and you're coming
right?
Back.
Exactly. Yeah. I have gone, and we're done, and I have waved the flag, and it's over. I still can't figure out, why would you swipe on me? Why would you? Like,
he swiped on you. I mean, if he matched with you before, mm-hmm. and you guys went out and it didn't work, he matched again. Mm-hmm. Did he say it was because maybe he thought that?
No,
yeah,
we went out like before Bumble was a thing. This is, we'd met some other way. And so he swiped right. And I did too, because I didn't know. I didn't know him. I don't remember him. And for him to then get this whole conversation going and then finally drop the, you know, we've gone out before. No, sir, I clearly didn't.
Wow, that's so awkward.
It's so weird, right? Okay. And so I was just like, LOL, small town, and then deleted Bumble.
May I ask, though, mm-hmm. were things going well up until the point when he told you that you've gone out before?
Nah, he already seemed a little bit insufferable. He was one of those guys that he's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I said, oh, I'm going to this concert. And he goes, oh, yeah, I heard they were in town, but I was really excited about the opening act. Because, you know, I love local bands.
Okay.
Okay, we get it. Like, when you're that guy.
Music snob guy.
Right.
I used to love that band until they got popular.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so he's going to be that guy that, like, well, I really like this band that has exactly 3 followers on Instagram, but I'm early.
I only liked Friends the first season.
Right.
Once everybody else caught on, I checked out.
I mean, people said Breaking Bad was the greatest show. And, I mean, it was. And then everybody started watching it. Ugh, it just went down.
Yeah.
Like, what? No, shut up. So, but I was trying to be better and not write people off immediately, because you guys say that's part of my problem.
It
so,
is.
So then he drops the, you know, we've gone out before.
Well, I think you're full of shit.
I mean, I could be. But yeah, so I said, no, if it's one of those, if it's going to happen, it'll just happen organically. And then if it doesn't, that's okay too.
Hey, is it weird if I follow your cousin?
No, go ahead. I sent it to D and Carson.
What if he follows
you
him
to
like
me too?
Actually in the physical real world?
That would be a little bit creepy. But
hey,
I mean, you know,
Patrick's
go ahead.
Cousin, I know you. I follow you on Insta.
I mean, I assume that he's got an Instagram. He wants people to follow him. Otherwise, why would you post pictures of yourself in the gym?
I mean, motivation. Oh, so a lot of guys do that stuff for accountability.
Speaking of Instagram, I'm having fun with that little feature now. You know, you go to your DMs and it's got a little thing where you can leave little notes or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You're the only person I know that does that.
No, man. I have a lot of friends who do. But literally, people try to decode if I'm trying to send a message out. They're like, hey, man, I saw your little message. Is that, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I just love that song. It's a great song from Bob Seger or whatever I might have done. Like, that's a line from the Beastie Boys. You know, I did it like this. I did it like that. I did it with a, and then like you run out of characters. And mm-hmm. I figured people would go back and say, wiffle ball bat. No. People mm-hmm. are like, are you okay? What happened? You stopped your sentence. I'm like,
yeah, people.
You're thinking way too much about it.
Well, at least it's, you're doing that and not doing the old, hey, need prayers, can't talk about it. Okay, good. I won't.
I won't.
Hey, send prayers. Don't ask.
Not going to ask.
People say that. Not, don't ask.
Yeah. People send are like, prayers, just need don't prayers. Ask. Don't ask.
Mm-hmm. Dude, just light yourself on fire.
Like that Rage cover.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that was a monk, actually.
It was, wasn't that like a protest of the Vietnam War or something like that, that or something
Tibet,
crazy?
Tibet, I just thought that I was Tibet, know. But you know.
There was a guy who did that not too long ago on some campus somewhere, and people tried to put him out, and then they got like second degree burns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was like.
A secondhand burns?
Just let it go, man.
How about the guy who got killed in San Francisco running up to the guy in his car? And picking up his shirt to show him that he'd been stabbed, and the guy just drove off. I was like,
Was that the Cash App guy?
The Cash App founder. They have video of him walking up after he was stabbed by a criminal. I don't know the story behind it, but they say it probably wasn't personal because he was only stabbed like once or twice. That's how they judge it. If you get stabbed more than that, then they know it was probably personal.
I watched John Wick, and everything must be personal. Cause...
Well, to John Wick, everything is personal. That they is killed true. His dog. So, but they have a surveillance video of him walking up to this car and like he's bleeding and trying to get the guy to help him, and then lifting up his shirt and showing him, like, I'm bleeding. I've been stabbed, and the car still drove away.
Wow.
I'm like, oh gosh.
But I mean, the.
That's
don't know who to trust anymore. What if somebody does that as a
setup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that
part. I mean, you know.
Or even if it's you believe that he's been stabbed, how do you know the assailant's still not in the area?
Not in the area. Like,
and so now you've stopped. And we all like to think, oh, no, I'd stop and help. But you're in that moment of keeping you and your person safe.
Yeah.
So he died?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was recent?
Yeah.
This was like this last week. 3 days ago, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I just realized the guy at the hotel in John Wick passed away.
Which one?
The guy who works behind the desk, and anytime you check in and out.
The black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, in real life? Yeah.
In real life, he died.
And he just died?
Yeah, he had a heart. Yeah. And, you saw John Wick 4. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, spoilers, he dies in John Wick 4.
When did he
and
die?
He also, like last week. Like, he had some kind of heart condition or something, I saw. And I was like, what? I just watched him die on screen.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, and he was awesome. Like, he was always one of my favorite characters.
Too. I also liked the other guy, too.
Oh, Winston?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, was it Lance Riddick?
Lance Riddick.
Yes.
Yeah, he died like 3 weeks ago.
He was in The Wire.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, he was in The Wire, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was great. Anyway, it just kind of shocked me.
A lot of people, I saw that on Reddit, people were very upset they had attachments to him because of John Wick. And
He was 60?
Yeah.
That dude is 60?
That dude looked
good
for 60.
Right?
Oh, my God. I got to do something about my life. Goodness gracious. That dude is 60?
One in four of us are overweight.
Over obese.
I'm sorry. Over-beast. Three of four are overweight.
Obese. Get it right.
No. 73% are overweight.
Totally.
41%
must have missed that joke. Overbeast. When he wasn't paying attention earlier, we made the joke.
I was reading or something.
He was editing.
Didn't we have Pat Sajak on the show?
What did you say?
Do you see the late?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
What?
Carson, do you see the contestant on Wheel of Fortune who said the wrong answer, and everyone's like, she said the right answer. She answered it correctly.
What was that one?
And it's like something like winning. Oh, what was it? Sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. I don't have the stuff.
No,
here,
I didn't get to that. I should take a look.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it recent?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Today. Oh, it hit today.
Oh, okay. Then I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, because you have, I remember.
It wasn't on last night. I don't know.
No, that's why I wasn't sure. Let's Google Wheel of Fortune news. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm doing that. But here we are.
Wheel of Fortune news.
Fans lash out.
Yeah, that's it. That's
after 100K win, they show her the bonus category. What are you doing? She tried to guess, just winging it.
Mm-hmm.
Sajak said,
"Yeah,
he thought it was just winning it."
Yeah.
So,
and she's saying winning.
Yeah.
And then people slowed it down. And it kind of sounds like she's saying winging.
Yeah.
But she clearly says winning.
Okay.
And then. It's winging, and people are like, she said winging. The first thing she said was winging. I'm like, okay, well, she kept saying winning over and over. But anyway,
because in her head, she was thinking winning. And that's like a weird thing. You know, your little subconscious takes
or
over.
Or if you kind of slur over the G, that's part of the thing. When you watch Wheel, you notice how people over enunciate. Yeah. Because they are such sticklers for it.
They are weird about it. Did you find it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Turn your phone volume way up. Oh. The way. There it is. There it is. All right.
All right, here we go. She's going to say it. It's her first guess.
That's all you're getting. All right, what are you doing? Is the category? There's a use letter board. Maybe that can help you out. You have 10 seconds. Good luck.
Just winning it?
She says winning.
She does.
Just winning it?
Just winning it.
Must winning it?
She keeps saying
must
it.
Must winning it?
Yeah, she's saying. She's definitely saying winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had it in her head that it was winning, and she couldn't see beyond it. Yeah, I got to say.
And by the way, there's an N, so obviously the second letter, the fourth letter is not another N.
No.
Rough.
An O?
I'd be like, I would have to call her in and go, okay, can you say thinning? And then see, because I did that with my old boss. Remember back in the day when I worked for the Fox? I used to say another word.
Also, she didn't protest. If she had stood there after the fact and said, I said just winging it. She didn't. She knew she didn't.
Carson was making a reference to the I Like to Buy a Note. During the last week, it was the WWE stars, and they would partner up with the regular people. And so the WWE chick is the one doing the letters or whatever. She says, all right, I'd like to buy an O. And he goes, oh, that's a little birdie telling you to buy an O. Okay, that's good. They got one O. What's the birdie telling you now? And she looks at the guy who's with her, just the normal guy, and she goes, what should we do? And he goes, let's buy an O. And she looks straight at Pat and goes, I'd like to buy an O. And everyone kind of goes, what?
Like so he was just dumb?
He just wasn't paying attention.
Well,
she
wasn't either.
She wasn't either.
Yeah,
I mean, she literally just
O.
like 4 seconds earlier said, I want to get an O. You got one. And then you go, what about next? Can I get an O? Okay, well, we gave you all the O's.
I can't blame her. Bubba asked if we ever had Pat Sajak on the show after we just had a 5-minute long conversation about having Pat Sajak on the show.
Well, I think you're bullshit.
People don't always pay attention there, Big D.
Okay, pay attention.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm now following your cousin.
Oh.
And yeah.
What? I haven't looked at his Instagram. So I hope it's not weird.
And there's a picture of you on there your stand up.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
on stage. You're wearing a
nice
jacket. You had a suit coat on. You look pretty sharp, man.
Let me see. I want to see your picture.
Yeah, I look
picture
good.
Picture of me on stage.
Oh, check you changed the whole look, though, is what I'm saying.
I always wear.
No, but I've never seen you wear a jacket before because, like, the only time I've ever seen you do stand up. You had like a t-shirt on or like a button up, and that was it. I've never seen you wear a jacket.
Looks good.
I've been wearing a jacket for years.
That
but
time
with,
we did the thing at the casino, I swear you were.
That was 10 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't. Have I seen you since?
No. You know what?
I tried to go see Patrick. I texted him.
Texted me way after, like, Bees has got like 5 minutes left in his set, and he goes, hey, when's your show? I'm like, well, it was an hour and a half ago, but thank you for calling.
I appreciate
the effort.
I thought you said it was at 9 o'clock, and I texted him like at 6:30. I just had a big thing of crawfish, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to hurry up. I'm going to have time to go and take a shower and then get all that crawfish smell off of me.
Yeah,
and then
you
go
still
and
really never get it off
no,
of me,
you,
though.
Never.
He's glad you didn't show up, actually. He would have hated to watch be in the middle of your set and see Pat
Bubba
the door open in the back of the theater.
Mm. Yeah.
All you
I don't
see
know
the
that
silhouette
noticed,
of those
got it, yeah.
The calves.
Giant calves walking in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would be you guys would make any of y'all would make me nervous if you were there.
Oh.
That's just
who would make you the most nervous?
I don't know. I did stand up in front of my entire family on Thursday night. My mom, my dad, everybody, all of my cousins, a couple of my high school friends, some teachers of mine from school. Like it was.
You invited your teachers?
No, two of them just showed up.
What?
I didn't even like make a special effort to invite them.
They knew that it was you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It was really great. I said something to them from the stage because they were both two of my favorite teachers. I was really cool that they were there.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I'm in the room. Who would be the most
of the four of you? Oh, man. I don't know.
There's three of
us. Oh,
no. Well, Garrett.
Oh, and Garrett.
Garrett running the video right now.
I forget about Garrett.
Carson would be less intimidating than the two of you because you're bigger jerks.
What?
They would both, either one of them could try something. And no, the worst would be if the two of you showed up together. Yeah. That would be the worst. Because that there's, it's, you know, true. These are the two guys that started laughing during my wedding in the church.
Y'all laughed during mine, too. No, y'all watch football.
That was at the reception. This was during the wedding in the church. I'm sitting on the altar with my first wife, and the priest is talking, and I look over, and I see Big D and Bubba, and I see Bubba's, like, whole body uncontrollably laughing.
I bounce when I laugh.
It's so easy to get him going, man.
And she goes, are they laughing? And I go, yeah. She goes, what are they laughing at? And I went, well, I don't know, but D said something to Bubba, and Bubba can't stop laughing. And now D is laughing at Bubba because he can't stop laughing.
That's the best.
That's pretty much nailed it.
I can always get Bubba on the Big D look, the face. Gets him every time. Yeah. And then I act like I don't know who he is.
Because I know he's thinking, and he knows what I'm thinking. So we know the punchline. So all he has to do is look at me and give me the thing, and I'm like,
I
know.
It's the eye. It's the trainer.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's a little tip of the hat.
If I recall the story, because I asked right afterwards, it was back when Catholics used to say, and also with you, and then Big D looked at Bubba and said, may the force be with you. And then that was it. And then they just lost it.
Yeah.
And that's like, I mean, what are you going to do? That's
a they don't say that.
That and my ex-wife's.
You don't do the and also with you anymore?
They don't say that.
Oh, the face.
Why?
They changed everything like 15 years ago. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway,
I want to talk about it.
It's a very touchy subject.
So what do they say now? Sup, dog?
Yes. He said, may the Lord be with you. And everyone goes, same, bruh. You know, that's pretty much. That's
good.
No, it was also that Allison's childhood preacher was there, my ex-wife, and he kept saying, I dear.
Oh, I know. I laughed. I laughed.
The idea, and it wasn't one time.
No.
He kept saying it over and over again. And by like the fourth or fifth time, you're like, does he know he's saying idea?
Instead of idea?
Yeah.
A lot of Tennessee thing is ideal.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good ideal.
That's a good ideal.
Yeah, it bothers me.
What the idea of marriage.
Oh, yeah, ideas. It's very Green Acre-y.
Oh, it was. It sounded
it's
like
also very Northern New England.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, people from Maine and upper Vermont and New Hampshire throw R's on the ends of words like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it seems like such a Southern thing.
I know. My parents, like one of their best friends, she would always, like, you know, obviously my real name's Jessica, and I was always Jessica.
Jessica.
I was always Jessica.
Well, it's just like people who say Warsh. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a Southern thing, but it's also like a Northern thing.
My mom will say Warsh the dishes in the zinc. She calls it a zinc, and I don't know why.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know that one.
And what about adding S's to things like Walmarts?
Yeah, Costco's.
Mm-hmm. Or dropping the S's.
Going to the Kroger's.
Like, you know.
Year.
How many years
we've been doing this?
Yeah.
We've been doing this about
I finally asked that my dad. I'm like, well, do you know you don't say S on plural words? Huh?
What? By the way, that's the only response you could ever expect from Larry. That's the first response every time.
You don't say, like, you say, instead of how many years, you say year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way I talk. Okay, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's not the way. You didn't used to do that. You're from Oklahoma, sir. You're from Ponca City. They say S's. He got married, and their whole family don't say S's. And I will sit in there, and she'll say, I was there for 14 years. And I'll go.
It's like a
ventriloquist. I don't move my lips. I just
go. You know I would lose it if I was around.
Yeah, Bubba
starts laughing, laughing proudly because he made Bubba laugh.
You have
no
idea.
And then the whole thing breaks down.
Yeah, Bubba, he would hear. And he would look at me, and I would go, give him the look, and I would go.
Well, here's three or four good ideas. And then you got a vote.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Lance Reddick's lawyer is saying the cause of death is wholly inconsistent with his lifestyle. And he's saying that The guy from John Wick that we were just talking about, they're saying that that's not why he died. Saying he had a coronary artery disease. They're like, no, which is why you were shocked when you said he was only 60 because the guy's in incredible shape.
Right.
You can still have heart issues.
Oh, they're saying that.
What, they think he was murdered?
They think something. They're like, man, this guy is the most physically fit person I've ever known. He exercised daily at his home gym. Tons of cardio.
Maravich died at 42 of a heart attack.
He ran all his whole life.
Yeah.
In incredible shape.
Yep.
So, people, it's just.
I'm a sucker for those murder movies, though. Like, if it's a murder on a train. Or a murder in a library, and they shut the doors. When that guy comes in and goes, lock the doors and don't anyone move. There's been a murder.
I know that a lot of people consider this like a cult classic, but I don't know if you've ever seen. Have you ever seen Clue?
I love Clue.
Okay, God, one of the best movies ever.
You would love that movie.
I don't remember Clue. I don't think I've seen it.
Would you like me to start reciting it for you right now?
Carson knows the whole thing by heart. It's one of my favorite movies.
I enjoyed Knives Out, which is kind of the same type thing.
Yeah, really good.
Well, people were talking about trying to remake Clue. Apparently, Ryan Reynolds was attached to it. And I'm like, what? Why? No. Why are you taking cinema perfection? Right? Just stop. Just settle down, find yourself a new movie, get some writers. No.
Huh. This weekend is, I don't watch golf really, except for this weekend. I love the Masters.
I love the Masters and the U.S. Open. I only really watch US on Open. Yeah, Sunday. Me too. Like, I'll watch Sunday. Maybe tomorrow.
I
forgot it was on yesterday.
Yeah, started yesterday. It goes on today, and Tiger is apparently in rough shape. His back is killing him. He's in constant pain. Trying to get through the round.
I was thinking from the new girlfriend. God, that thing he did where he locked the doors was coldest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, meet me at the airport.
Meet me at the airport.
We're going to pack a light.
And then they changed the locks and the codes.
Pack a light bag.
She goes, I can't get in. And they're like,
you don't live here anymore.
She's like, I live here. They're like, no, you don't. I'm like,
we ever find out if she won the? Because apparently she tried to sue, saying that she wanted millions of dollars because it was their house.
I think it's still going on, but
that's
the thing is, you're not married, and that was him going, hey, common law marriage, huh? Let me fix this.
Mm-hmm.
Pack a bag. We're going on a trip. Unbelievable.
That's rough.
That is stone cold, but I respect it.
I do too. I'm like, hey, listen, protect your stuff.
That's
and let me say this. Garrett, are you listening? Don't ever buy a house with somebody you're not married to.
Yes.
Do not buy a house with somebody that you are not married to. Because when you decide to break up or move, you cannot legally force that person to sell that house or to deal with you. The only reason two people getting divorced can deal with that is there are divorce laws. There are laws. You have to do it. They go to the judge. The judge says, no, you have to sell that house or you have to pay him for when you're not married and one of you just decides you don't want to pay the house note anymore. That's it. Don't buy a house with somebody you're not married to. There's nothing to protect you. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Okay.
No, that's great. That's wonderful.
People don't know that. There's nothing in the law. I have a friend who bought a house with her boyfriend. And of course, 3 years later, they break up. He just stopped paying the rent. But he wouldn't move out.
And they couldn't kick him out.
And you can't kick him out. It's his house.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to keep paying the house note or her credit was going to go bad. Both their names are on it. What are you going to do? You can sue, but it's not as cut and dry as a divorce. You go in for a divorce and go, hey, I want to keep the house or I want to sell the house. And the judge will go, you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. It's a whole different situation when you're not married. It's like, well, y'all figure it out.
This entire thing's going to get ugly because she wants out of the non-disclosure agreement. And a lot of people go, why would he make her sign a non-disclosure agreement? That is actually a common thing with any celebrity relationship, whether it's a sultan or an actor or somebody in a band. A lot of times, just to be in a relationship with them, you have to sign non-disclosure agreements. That's like the Stormy Daniels thing with Trump. I mean, there's all those. It is a normal thing with rich and famous people. So she's like, yeah, I want to get out of this so I can talk about it. So she's suing him for $30 million.
She wants to make money. to talk about it. That's straight up.
So they're all everything I'm reading now says that Tiger Woods will probably pay her to go away.
I'm sure he will, but he won't have to pay her as much as he would have if she had still lived in his house past the point of them being common law married.
True that, yeah.
Yes. How long were they together?
I don't know. Apparently long enough. How long?
Whatever the common law is.
Because, I mean, he was with Lindsey Vaughn for a hot minute. I didn't think that was that long ago.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
But isn't that...
Tiger getting... Boy, you remember, it feels like it was yesterday, but I was still married to my ex-wife. Y'all remember that whole thing breaking down?
Oh,
it was like
Thanksgiving. Like, when he had his car bashed in.
Happened? And now I'm hearing his wife was chasing him down the driveway, throwing golf clubs at the car.
Escalade.
Oh, God. What excellent drama. We had that. I still have the voicemail of Tiger Woods telling that girl, take your name off your phone. It's in the system.
Yes.
Because type Tiger. You'll find it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know if it was.
Didn't we put it to a song?
I think I have a song. Take your name off your phone. Oh, yeah. That's before you were here, Carson.
Oh, yeah.
It was so great.
I don't
know. You find Tiger V-mail? If you type, type Tiger.
I found it. Here's the actual V-mail. Okay. And then.
You have the song?
I have the remix.
Oh, yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and may be calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And
just leave it as a number.
What do you call it? Just have it as a number.
As a number.
On the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. Okay, you got to do this for me. Huge, quickly. All right, bye.
And then now the remix. Wait a minute, let it go.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Please, you gotta do this for me. Can you take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call me. Take your name off your phone. You gotta do this for me.
I want to say that I don't think we did not make that. Somebody did, and we used it on the show. But
that was great.
Whoever that was, God bless you. You're a genius of a
so
person.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else?
That man, I don't know. That made my whole day.
It's Tiger. Hey, I need you to do me a huge favor.
Then we had the clip of the thing from the Nike commercial with his dad talking to him from beyond the grave, and his dad was like, Tiger? And it was, I sounded so disappointed at him. Oh, it's so much fun. All right.
Well, I think you're full of shit.
All right, so we talked to Luke Combs earlier this morning, and we're going to go ahead and put that discussion right after the closing jingle. Anybody have anything else to add before we go to this
Easter weekend?
Happy Good Friday. Enjoy some crawfish if you can get some. And happy Easter, y'all.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because
so
you can
your
listen
name
to
off
the
your
regular
phone.
Show.
Hey.
On
Tiger.
The radio
a
every day.
Like he has to say his name.
Just as a number.
What a dope.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Luke Combs is joining us on the hotline.
What up?
So, hey, good morning to you. So, you're adding a new night, Friday night, Nissan Stadium.
Yep. Yes.
Are you insane? Crazy. Trying to sell out an entire stadium in a week?
Yes, I may very, very well be insane.
Do you know how many seats that is?
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
Dude, that's when you know you hit big time.
I'm nervous about it, though, you know?
So Saturday's already sold out. By the way, every show across the country is sold out, and halfway around the world, I mean, those are all sold out, too.
I guess this isn't that big of a gamble, then. So Luke says, okay, if you want to see me and you don't have tickets already, no matter where you are, you need to come to Nashville on Friday, and we'll make this happen.
Yeah, come on. I'd love to have you.
What happened? Like, did you come up with this idea, or is this to add a show?
Yeah. So it was literally like maybe 36 hours ago. I was having a meeting with my manager and my agent, and you know, we were just going over tour plans for the next couple of years. And my agent asked me, he's like, "What do you not like about the stadiums?" And I was like, "Well, the only thing I don't like is that we only get to do the one show." you know, and they were like, well, you know, we had opportunities, you know, before the tour started to do two nights and you didn't want to. And I was like, yeah, I was like, maybe I'm regretting that a little bit now, you know, and just because I love playing. So it's like the set's 2 hours. And then by the time it's over, you're like, man, like, I can't believe that's all we get to play this week is 2 hours, you know? And I said, would it be insane to try to add another show this weekend? And they were like, oh, it would definitely be insane, but we can give it a shot for sure.
You're the boss. So that's what we're doing. You're the one who's paying the checks right now.
Yeah,
that's awesome, dude.
I'm excited.
I'm super stoked. I know Big D's stoked. We're all excited. The new album is amazing, and I think people are going crazy right now. They're all like, they all have Luke fever.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope they're asymptomatic.
Well, the first symptom is you wake up and you've got a fishing shirt on, and that's when you know.
100%.
Yeah, you're like, ooh.
You wake up in a PFG, and you're like, oh, man, I almost have it.
Looks like I got it. All right. So
this is the first sign.
Yeah, first sign. All right, so tickets are on sale in just a few minutes at 10 a.m. They go on sale for Luke Combs with this is a little different. You got Mitchell Tenpenny with you, and is Riley as well on Friday?
Yeah, and Brent Cobb, yeah. So it's slightly different lineup just because it was so, you know, last minute. Laney and Flatland Cavalry had already had shows booked. And so, you know, thank goodness Mitchell is coming out, and, you know, obviously still have Riley and Brent, and it's going to be exciting. I'm really stoked about it. And, you know, I'm just hoping people, I hope the people will be there.
Yeah. Oh my God. What if you show up and there's like five people?
Yeah. It'd be tough. It'd be a tough gig if it was empty.
Dude, that would be the best show to be at though.
We're going to sell this out. This is going to happen. It's going to happen. Congrats to you, man. We're going to push it for you. We're going to make this happen. And, good luck. Good luck.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me.